not appear in this world. Who explains the glory of Srimati Radhika? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he also manifested Radha Kunda and also Krishna Kunda. Radha Kunda and Krishna Kunda is non-different between, is non-different from Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna is what? Same Kunda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also glorified about Srimati Radhika. And all these followers, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they also explain about Radha Tattva. So here also says Sadharma Sankhapato, and especially Sadharma means Raghbhakti. Because our previous Acharya, Ramanujarya, Madhyacharya, and all our Acharyas, they also teach about Vaidhi Bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they teach Vaidhi Bhakti, Braj Raj Bhakti. How the Brajavasis, this continuous love to Krishna. First you understand about Radha Bhakti. Raghanuga bhakti. How the Brajavasis, this continuous love to Krishna. And only for their small mood manifested in your heart, that time you can realize this thing. So you are saying, Nana Sutra Vichani Puna Sardhama Sankhadhu, Lokana Hitakarno Trihu Vanemanu Sarana Karu. And they also preach about Rajbhakti. This Rajbhakti only depends on something. Lok, basically Greek. Rajbhakti, one name is called Lobhamoyi Bhakti. Lobhamoyi Bhakti means only Greek. It's mentioned in Yoga. For the Greek, yesterday I also explained. Raghunath Das Goswami, he quoted this bhag in his Granth, Bilap Kusmani. Sirupa Manjari Karar, Sitapad Parmo, Goswami Nananya Vijayati Tamastadar, Ha Madhuta Sanatu, Ha Madhuta Sanatu, 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 under guidance of Rukmanjali. Okay. This is also study explain this thing. So see, Radha Krishna Padavane Bhajana Anandana Mattalito. All the Goswamis, they are absorbed in their bhajan. In my class I also explain, bhajan is different on two things. One is called Utkantha Eagerness. And another is called Abhis, absorption. Yeah. Without absorption, universe of progress of your bhajan. How did our Goswamis, they absorb in their bhajan? Now giving us one example. One side, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was chanting Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Raghunath Das Goswami, not taking any madhukuri, not doing anything. Day and night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Every day, one Brajavasi, he also offered to Raghunath Das Goswami one leaf of matcha.
One leaf cup
with butter milk. That is called matcha. You know, matcha?
Butter milk. The one with gun.
Yes. So one day, the Prajavasi, he offered to Raghunath Das Goswami that the Bhagat lip is very big. Lip cover was very big. Then Raghunath Das Goswami asked, "Oh, why are you taking this lip? Where did you get from this lip? In that place, also far away, one place is called Sakhistari. Sakhistari means the place of Chandravali and all his also Sakhi, they are coming. So that place is called Sakhistari. When this Prajavasi quoted this verb, Sakhistari, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he became angry and taking one stick and tried to. Oh, you are coming from Sakhistali, Chandravali? Home? Oh, come and take me. Why? Because Raghunath Das Goswami is doing bhajan and absorbed in mood of what? And you are coming, so who is our against party? You are always coming and going. So, Raghunath Das Goswami becomes. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing lila in her, in the Navadvip Dham. After taking the diksha from Ishwar Paripad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting, what chanting? Gopi, 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 Gopi. Not chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Only chanting what? Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Then one pandit, he came into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And then the pandit told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nimai pandit, "Oh, you are very big pandit, you know all Shastra and everything, but Shastra always glorified about Krishna Nam. But you chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Why? And you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. When this person is saying, you change Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become angry. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking what? Stick. And trying to? Stick. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not thinking. And he is feeling the separation of the mood of Srimati Radhika. As like Srimati Radhika, she is feeling the separation of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbed in same mood. Because Srimati Radhika, that here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking what? I am Srimati Radhika. Eh? Oh, Krishna is very what? Sita. That person is always for Sita. So I never to make taking the name. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbed in mood of what? Srimati Radhika. And when he is saying this name, Krishna, and he says, "Oh, why is taking this name of Krishna? To go out from my sin." So this is called what? Absorption. Abhi. If you not abhi, absorption in your bhajan, in ever so grace of it. No relation, not anything. Understand Gurudev told, and Krishna told his mother Yashoda, "Oh mother, now I am not tired, sleep is not coming. But mother Yashoda, she also told, "Oh Krishna, you now take rest, now you what? Deep night." But Krishna is saying, "Oh, not, sleep is not coming." Then Krishna told, "So my mother, you also explain any story. First story." Mother Yashoda told, Oh, in Dwapar Yug, there was a king named Dasharatha. Hey, Treta Yug, not Dwapar Yug. In Treta Yug, there was a king named Dasharatha. He had four sons, Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Satyuki. And Ramchandra, he also married very sweet and skinny girl, princess. On having this heart, so Ramchandra, he married then Krishna. Then Krishna told, oh my mother, when are you married? When are you married? Krishna absorbed in the mood of Sir Ramchandra. Then Madhavasaya told, anyhow, the king of Lanka, Ravan, he also kidnapped Sita. On having this heart, Ravan, he kidnapped Sita. Then Krishna was absorbed in mood of Ramchandra and he told, oh Lakshmana, bring my bow and arrow. And at once I also killed Ravan. After a minute. So Gurudev told this verse. Also Rupa Goswami told in his heart in her Paddavali. Very nice grant. So here we Radha Krishna Padarvinda Bhajana Anandina Mattaliko. We are always absorbed in the mood of substance of Radha and Krishna. As like what? As like deed. This is what they are doing. They are always the collecting the honey from the flower. But Gurudev Anstein explains, you know, the black bees, they also hold the pot, any wood, the hardwood.
They make a hole
in the hardwood. Not the same black bees, when they are drinking the honey of the lotus, and as they drinking, as all their limbs were, and he is staying in her,
inside of the lotus.
And when the sun goes down, sunset, and then the lotus what happens?
Slowly
rests. But that time, the black bees never pass the petals of the lotus. They never come out. What is the meaning? Because this is a prayer. That is in Krishna. 1 minute, 8 seconds. So, that's why Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And now he is what? By the prayer of the gopis. Now he is doing this lila in bread. Our Goswami always remembering pastimes in the Krishna. So what is saying? Radha Krishna Padarvinda Bhajana Anandina Mattaliko. That's like the deeds are intoxicated. And here they are always absorbed in the mood of God and always remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Now they are also
Why Okar is Krishna? Because
all the transit and sound is coming from Krishna. This is called Nad Varna. Nad means sound. All the sound is coming from where? From Krishna. Krishna. What is Krishna? And Krishna always was by his truth. Because our the sound is coming from where? Our mouth is coming out. That actually the sound is coming from where? Our heart. And then what? Vibration. And then we also say, as like, when Krishna playing the flute, what Krishna playing the flute? Clean. This is the clean subject. And when the Om, this is the Om, what we are chanting what? Om. Om is very mature. And then what? Very clean. So he is saying, the Okar Uchate Krishna, Sarva Lokaika Nayaka, Ukara Prakriti Radha. Ukara means Srimati Radhika. Prakriti means potency, energy. Yes. All the energy is coming from Srimati Radhika. Because Srimati Radhika is called Sarup Shakti. Krishna is actually one potency that is called Sarup Shakti. Then Sarup Shakti, she extends many potencies. Radha Krishna ekai sarup milaras asadite hare dhire. Radha and Krishna is one. What is that? This is called the Om. Om. Because everything is for Krishna. And he, after that means Shakti and Shaktiman. You understand? Shakti and Shaktiman is what? One. And when Krishna came in Lila, then he manifested this world. Universe, everything. Even Chit Jagat, Jit Jagat, Mind Jagat, everything. You understand? All the planets, Chit Jagat and everything, he manifested. So say, Radha Krishna ekai sarup, milaras asadite hare dhire. When Krishna is thinking, I am testing the rod, then he manifested all in it. Jit Jagat, Manjas, everything. Then what? That time what? Radha and Krishna. Because Shakti and Shaktiman, that is what? One, there is no difference, none difference. Then he is mentioned. But give you an example, as in the fire and his heat. Then Agni and his Dahika Shakti. Fire and his
burning potency.
But if you never to separate the burning potency and fire, but you separate first, there is one heap of what? Wood. You also firing firewood. What happens? Then also you can free the heat. So fire is burning in that place. Our heat is coming for it. So what is some is coming? But is always what? Saying with fire with heat. As like Mridamad, Kasturi. Kasturi means? The mask and his Ganda, Sudanga, Sarin. If you put in Kasturi in one place, the fragrance of the day is Sare. So as like Krishna and Krishna Shakti, the potential of Krishna is non-different and different. This is called Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti? Inconceivable potency. You can realize by the what? Veda.
Why
is it inconceivable? Inconceivable
or inconceivable?
Because this is Veda Shastra Gamma, Veda Gamma.
Veda
Buddhi Gammo. Man, by the what?
If you try, if any philosopher, they try to understand what is the relationship with God and his potency, and can never realize it. But if one allows his intelligence to be guided by the intelligence given in Shastra, that's the Veda Vidyagamya. You follow the intelligence given by Shastra, then you can understand it. Otherwise, it's inconceivable. So a teacher doesn't mean that you can't understand it. For example, Krishna is not different from his poetry. This world is his poetry. And he's inconceivable is not different from this. You understand? You understand. But you would not have understood unless you allowed your intelligence to be guided by the statements of the Shastra coming in Guru Parampara. So a teacher means not that you cannot understand. It means Veda Buddhi Gamya. When you follow the intelligence of Shastra, you can understand. Otherwise, it's inconceivable.
Basically, Ajinda. So, I am saying this is Om. Om means to teach you. Or Uma. Om means teach you. Yeah. And he is U means Prabhupada Siddhartha. And Ma means Jiva. All the entities. That is teaching. So, we are chanting the Om. Or Uma. And the Krishna and his Shakti, Srimati Radhika, and his servitor, Jiva. Sebba and Seva. Krishna is Sebba.
Sebba means the object of one's
service. Object of the service. And Jiva is the servitor. Seva. So actually he is the eternal dharma, nitya dharma. So first, of his master. So this is the Akara Uchyate Krishna Sarvalokaikrana Sarvalokaikanayantara Ukara Prakriti Radha Makara Jiva Vasa. So we are saying this is Om. Have you any mantra Om?
We don't have.
Yeah?
That's why I'm saying we were given it in the beginning, but
but this thing is what? This Om is mature, then that is called the clean. The clean is very our age, higher stage.
Of course,
this is called Kamgayatri. This Kamgayatri is coming from where? In the throat of Krishna. Also this Kamgayatri, Krishna gave this Kamgayatri to Brahma by his throat. And Brahma told to whom? Narada. Narada told to Vyas. Vyas is Suk. And this our Guru Parampara. This is very powerful. This Kamgayatri as a Gita in this Kam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami, in hidden away to explain this Kamgayatri. This mantra. But clean. Kalam Jadu Bama Disha Manu Haram. Kalam Jadu Bama Disha Manu Haram. Kalam Jadu. Jadu means Krishna playing this food. On the first, the clean mantra. Yes, all the clean. For love and for long peace. And also for Chandra Bindu.
You remember at Bhangsibad, and when I spoke about Rasmila at Bhangsibad.
So you went through so quickly.
I go through so
fast. Yeah, you're too fast. Boy, it was really like hang on to it.
Oim Gurudeva Mahadevini, he is thinking, oh Gurudev, he is the beloved of Srimati Radhika. And I completely surrender lotus feet. I completely surrender of his lotus feet. Is it also the way?
Never.
Is it something you have to realize, or can you be sure? Because it seems that when asked, maybe just a tiny little fact that was given, but a name for each word, and like Guru did the same recording, is not given. So these are things sometimes confuse them, but mostly the Gopa Mantra and Kamadhyaya, but never anything about Guru Mantra and Gopa Mantra.
Painting this mantra, and he one meaning you also remember. Om Gurave Namaha. Namo means no or mo. And the many meanings. No means to I offer to myself, that is no.
My whole thing.
Offer. No means ahankar, ego. All my egos I offer to lotus feet of my guru. Five types of no ahankar. You know, ahankar? This Raj, Desh, Adhinivesh, everything we offer to Guru. And we do this is called the what? This is called the completely surrender. That time Guru, who is Guru? Guru is the Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. And he has her body so nice and so beauty and very attractive. And that time you can realize it. And painting again and again. Actually, when the greed manifests in your heart, that time you can realize. Without greed, very difficult. What is that symptom of greed? You know? If the greed is manifested, what is the symptom? Lokavati lakshanam, but when the greed manifests in your heart, what is the greed manifesting? Oh, his greed is manifesting. What is the symptom? Greed is, when the greed is, always associated with a like-minded devotee. You know, like-minded? Sajatiya, Asa, always associated to him. And hearing Hari Katha and I give an example in Harat, Australia. You want to want business as well. You can start business.
You want to be a gold merchant. You can start.
So you associate to whom? Can't get anybody?
Those who are selling to everyone.
Food seller?
You associate
with whom?
There's a who? Then.
You release the jewel from here.
Big business.
And at first you do his partnership. Because you don't know. And he's taking the jewel from what country. You don't know how he's doing, how he's selling, what he's doing. You don't know nothing. So you always want partnership. You want money. Because their money means your greed. Their money means your greed. But if you don't know the what?
How to do this?
The secret. You have many money.
Very secret.
You have money, anything. But you don't know how to do the business. So you are told to one person who is very expert in business. You told who you have to come. And like who? Jasadananda. He has too much money. Buddha, he has no money, but he is expert in business. So he told, so he was a best partner. I have money and your
advice.
I can do. So both of them are partner in business. This is they have the money is worth. Symbol significance of your greed. Understand? Greed is what? Greed is what? The significance of money. Greed. When you give us money, and you also, as we do, will extort. As fast as not to say everything. If I one day say everything, what happens? You don't realize. So one day only deep one drop.
Lokesh Sarbanduva.
You think he is my heart? He can kill.
My family member.
And you also, then what happened? Then one day he also opened his heart. So you say, oh, you also do the bhajan, good thing. And even if you not realize, this Guru Prem has given. He also gives his mercy. As like Gokuma and Mati Brahman. Mati Brahman, on his bridge, telling Harikatha from Gokuma every day. This is what? Bridge. But he, no realization. Then Gokuma what? Put his hand on his head. Then he realized. This is the thing. If the greed is coming to your heart, always you have to be like-minded, devotee. You don't go anywhere. He is thinking, I also taking something. Raghunath Das Goswami, he told, but his heart, Raghunath Das Goswami, he told in one heart, if anybody, in Vaikuntha. Also in Vaikuntha he also explained Harikatha in Radha Krishna's pastime. Raghunath also saying, so I cannot go in there the place. Also in Sanat Sanandam Sanadana, they also explain the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna, of the Kali Lila. They know. So they know the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna. You will go? Why not? Radha Krishna laughs then, oh, very nice Harikatha. Raghunath Das Goswami say, oh, I shall not go anywhere. I shall stay here in Braj. If the Brajavasis, they also heard. He is speaking in Dhamma Gatha, not Hari Gatha.
Only
village talk. I also associate with it. Why saying this? Because this mood of Braj is come. But if you go in Vaikuntha and having Raghunath Das Goswami say, it is impossible. Little love of Krishna. And this is the Brahma Gatha first and the Krishna Gatha. So our Sanatana Goswami, Gurudev wants to come to Sanatana Goswami. He also is to go to house of Brajavasi and ask the Brahma Gatha. But how are you? Your Dada is married in that way. I think he is a renowned person. Why he asked Brahma Gatha? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Goswami, He's thinking, oh, he is Brijavasi. But who is Brijavasi? One time Prabhupada, he came in Braj. He told in Braj, I have never seen any Brijavasi. Prabhupada told, now he is seeing the many Brijavasi. Who is Brijavasi? Who is Brijavasi? All Brijavasi saying, oh, they are proud, oh, I am Brijavasi. Actually, if you prophecy, he said, no Brajavasi in Braj.
There's a one stone is black, and if you strike a gold on it, it makes a mark, and you can see if this is real gold or not real gold.
Yes. So, Prabhupada, he told, oh, I have never seen any Brajavasi in Braj. Who is actual Brajavasi? Rupa Sanatana. Who is absorbed in the mood of Radhan Krishna? He goes in the Brajavasi's house. Radha, Krishna, Kali, Sri, Durga, and many demigod and demigod. And watching TV and everything.
But Raghunath Das Goswami said, I want to clear the Brahmikata of Bridgebuster. That's why Bridgebuster has given us to love.
Yes, this is a
love.
Because they're
taking the
Yes.
That's why Kali is not influenced in God's life. Also, Raghunath Swami is speaking with them in an ordinary way. To make a relationship with them, and you can understand it from humility. Or their mood is so nice, they have lots of questions. Why? What is his intention to make a relationship with them?
Because in his mood, he has a great love he is thinking. Because in his mood, he's thinking, oh, he is love and affection. Now he's what? Everything is contaminated. All the Western influence is gone. Where is now Brajavasi? About 500 years before, many Brajavasi there moved. Now where was? Very rare. If you go in, out of the, go to the village, very few Brajavasi. So Prabhupada told, I never seen any Brajavasi in the in the mood of Radha Krishna. All their love and affection. Now actually, all they were coming from Sridhar and Vidhar, they are living, and in Braj they are saying, oh, I am Vidhar. So, there is a speak, you know, speak, they are also saying, I am Vidhar. They are also monkey, they are also Vidhar. Sastra also says, you should respect to everybody. Don't criticize. I hate. Amari Pilo. One Bhagavati, he was Bhagavati. Cultivating the
field.
Plowing the field. That's Varsana and Nandagaon. He used to go Nandagaon and Varsana. But he still was Nandagaon to Varsana. This is the
dividing
the life of Nandagaon and Varsana. But he still is what? Very good. And in the time of month June and July in India, Japan is very hot. And he was Lama Adi was very fasty. And what happened? When you are sensitive. When you sensitive, then somebody is so old. And you put in some water in. But you can see, you know, I never saved the water from Varsana. He is the resident of Nandagaon. But he is coming in here, in the side of Varsana. He is saying, he is thirsty. But everybody was putting his water in his mouth. He is saying, oh, I never drink the water of Varsana. Why? Because in India, it's a system.
Yes.
No, you are not understanding.
No.
This is not this is the reason. If they are thinking, if Krishna is Nandagaon, our seventh member, Krishna is my son. And Srimati Radhika is my her daughter-in-law, Pitavadu, daughter-in-law. So, he is a resident of Varsana. Who is plowing the field? He was the resident of Varsana. And he is thinking, oh, Srimati Radhika is my own daughter. And Srimati Radhika, she married in her Mandaga. This is my son-in-law. In Indian culture, the father and mother, they never drinking the water of his son-in-law's house. Yes, because they're thinking, oh, we also offer my daughter. So in their house, they will not take water. You know the thing. Now he's thinking, oh, Srimati Radhika is my daughter. And Krishna, why? I'll take the water. This is called the mood of Vrijavasi. Understand? Now you can see, any Vrijavasi have? They are eating eggs, chicken and milk. Also they are saying, I want to go back. So Prabhupada is saying, this is called the real Vrijavasi. Think of your mood of this. Understand my story? Guru wants something. So happy. But he's thinking, because he's thinking, so Srimati Radhika is my own daughter. Not only Vishwahanu Maharaj's daughter. I also
I
have to rent a room to work on. Yes, thank you. And I also offer to my daughter, to Nanda Maharaj. So how possible is this? This is an Indian Indian system. The parents of the daughter, they never taking the water from him. Yes, they go there. They go, but they never take this water.
They don't take water, they don't take anything, never.
Because they're thinking, I offer him my daughter. I'll take it from him. Because they are the always taking, giving. Not taking from him. Krishna Ananda Krishnananda. Why do you Krishna Ananda? Krishna means Krishna. Ananda, two things. That is where from this. Krishna Anandaya. Who plays out to Krishna? Who plays out to Krishna?
Who gives pleasure to Krishna?
Who gives pleasure to Krishna?
Krishna Ananda.
Who gives pleasure to Krishna? That is really Krishna Ananda. And the Krishna Ananda, Krishna means Srimati Radhika. What meaning on the
first? The first one is giving pleasure to Krishna, and then Krishna
is Ananda. Otherwise, he has this what meaning? So, my Gurudev, she had it, my Gurudev is Guru Vasaki. She prays always prayer to Krishna. That means, general meaning, college meeting, so your Arman is Krishna. My Gurudev, arrange it. Because you do not physically sit there, Yadali, in Vishnu Pekshanya, Tatradi Rasta, Vidal Lavasra, Vande Guru Sri, Charanar of Vindam. This is the general way. How my Gurudev, Guru Rupa Sukhi, she gives to pleasure to Radhani Krishna, and she arranges. This is the general way. And another Krishna Nandaya. Krishna means Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, her one name is called Krishna. Why her name is Krishna? It is very confidential. I cannot tell you.
You asked yourself.
At a general meaning, Krishna is masculine gender. And a feminine gender, Krishna is Krishna.
Understand.
But there must be a reason why.
Eh?
This is only grammar.
Yeah, yeah, grammar. Yeah. Understand? This is the reason.
Okay, no problem.
Krishna and Krishna.
We're not qualified, so we can hear.
Yeah. Now you're chanting. One day, no. If I told you, it's not.
So for meditating on this meaning, then...
After 10 years, I told you.
It's almost
10 years.
10 years.
Were
you called?
I don't know anything. I
have invited
you.
He's taking my phone, and he always said he was here.
We'll ask him when you're not here.
So... Krishna Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, one name, also Krishna. Many meanings of Krishna. Krishna, who always lay up to Krishna. He who always lay up to Krishna. That is called Krishna. This is Krishna. This is very general. But in very secret, also high level. So here is Krishna Srimati Radhika. Here it is my Guru Upasati. Away pleasure to Srimati Radhika. Who gives the pleasure to Srimati Radhika. First Gurudev, pleasure to Krishna. And here is saying what? My Gurudev, Gurudev, Guru Upasati. She away pleasure to Srimati Radhika. I give an example.